to New York City now, where professional and amateur chefs alike are pleasing palates with foods from across the globe. So, what better program to bring you occasional profiles of those tastemakers than The World? Next up, Anne-Sophie Diotalevi. She grew up in Belgium and as a youngster fell in love with a fragile, cream-covered meringue delight called the Merveilleux. Diotalevi's now brought her favorite treat to the streets of New York.
My name is Anne-Sophie. I own a Belgian pastry shop in Manhattan. It's called Au Merveilleux, only because our signature cake is also called the Merveilleux cake. It's a Belgian meringue with whipped cream and shredded chocolate, and it's my first place. That's chef choice. I'm from Belgium, a place called Leuven. Leuven is a big city, and there are a lot of pastry shops. I can hear the sound of when I was a young girl, I went every week in a new pastry shop to grab my merveilleux. That's why I had the idea also to make them just for me. We take a layer of meringue shell. It can be a flavored meringue or it can be plain meringue. And we put a small amount of whipped cream on top of this meringue so that the other shell of meringue can be stuck on the first one. After that, to make a merveilleux, you have to wake up early. And we roll these two meringues in shredded chocolate. It could be dark chocolate, white chocolate. The merveilleux is really part of my life since I was born. Every Sunday, we could choose a pastry after lunch as a dessert. And when I went with my brother in a bakery shop, I chose the biggest one. And for me, the biggest one was the merveilleux. It's really a pastry that I love so much. It was the only one that I choose every Sunday. The first time that you put your spoon into the cake, it collapses. So after that, you just have to eat with your mouth and your nose, and not with your eyes, because it's like a mess in your plate. Today, I eat merveilleux, I dream merveilleux, I sleep merveilleux, I eat merveilleux, I do everything merveilleux.
That was Anne-Sophie Diotalevi, owner of Au Merveilleux in New York City, making me hungry for dessert. She told her story to the world's Alex Galifant. You can see some pictures of Diotalevi's delicate creations at PRI.org. She wouldn't share her secret recipe for merveilleux, but we found one for you. Another reason to drop by the website.